Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Phil.
Thanks very much for joining me. Now, for listeners who've been a bit in the dark about the release of the trailer for this film, or perhaps don't have a Netflix account, what can you tell us about the film and its plot? What do you think they're trying to achieve?
The plot is based upon a true life story of a 20-year-old woman who suffered from anorexia nervosa. So just to set the scene for those who may not be familiar with it, anorexia nervosa is one of the range of neuropsychiatric disorders called eating disorders, which are mental illnesses that manifest in very disordered eating and exercise behaviours, and they've got a really high mortality rate. Anorexia nervosa is probably the most commonly known of them. This young woman suffered from anorexia nervosa. We understand she has subsequently recovered. In the film itself, it enters into challenges of her trying to come to grips with what's wrong, overcoming her disinclination to get treatment, going into treatment, and at the end, she's still not recovered, but she's further engaging in treatment.
Mm. Now, both Headspace and your organisation have come out with warnings and concerns about the film's depiction of eating disorders, which definitely raises red flags. Now, in looking at the trailer, what do you think are the biggest problems with how the film seems to be depicting the disorder and eating disorders more widely?
It is very graphic. We've had the benefit of actually looking at the whole film, not just the trailer, and it is confronting. It does not glamorise an eating disorder. It is incredibly confronting, and these are complex disorders, and people who suffer them are in very dark places. The whilst that is going to raise awareness of that reality, tick that box. The problem we have is that for eating disorders, there is a real vulnerability of people doing copycat behaviours and or being triggered into an illness by the visual and audio content. So what I'm saying is there is a very fine line, and we've got to do this very carefully, between wanting to genuinely tell a story, wanting to raise awareness, all of those positive things. But counterbalancing it is the very nature of the content, the very graphic way it's presented, does put at risk vulnerable people.
Now, the director of the film, Marty Noxon, has come out in defence of the work, stating that her goal was not to glamorise eating disorders, but to serve as a conversation starter about an issue that's often clouded by secrecy and misconceptions. Despite this, images of the film have been featured on Thinspo blogs and websites in a glamorised sense. How do you think directors can make films to start a conversation, but also keep in mind that certain depictions of issues, like eating disorders, beg your pardon, are ones to be treated lightly?
You've gone to the very nub of the problem, because the aspiration for this film is a very good one. It is exactly what she has said, and I applaud it. That is to raise awareness, to depict the reality of the illness. The dichotomy, the struggle, the tension, let's call it the tension, is that in portraying the subject matter, you can't avoid, I don't think, putting at risk people because, as I say, a film speaks at any number of levels of senses. You look at things, you hear things, you process things. And if you have a genetic vulnerability to an eating disorder, you can be triggered, which is why I think the solution here is not to not have the film, but to ensure that if somebody's watching the film, that they are alert to the fact that they could be vulnerable, and if they feel they're being triggered, that they reach out for help. And that if parents and others are watching it with young people, if they feel that this is a dangerous area to be getting into for their young person, that they reach out for help.
If you've just tuned into The Daily this morning, we're speaking right now with Christine Morgan, the CEO of the Butterfly Foundation. We're speaking about the trailer for the new Netflix film, To the Bone, about a girl suffering from anorexia nervosa and some of the issues that arise with films of this nature. Now, Christine, what response has the Butterfly Foundation received after the release of the trailer? And do you think that the subsequent release of the film itself will result in an even larger response?
I think it's a mixed response. Well, it's not, I think. It is a mixed response, and I think that that response will continue. There are people who have gone through an eating disorder who say, but that was not my experience. And I think it's very important to remember this depicts but one person's journey through an eating disorder. So whilst it has commonalities for many people, it is not the way that everybody goes through it, is the first thing. The second is it will start conversation. It absolutely will start conversation. And I think, therefore, it's important that those conversations are open, frank and are based on accurate information. So we would certainly be encouraging people to seek an understanding of what eating disorders are, and if they don't know what they're about, then go and find that information from someone such as Butterfly. So I think it's about having conversation, raising awareness. That is the positive we can take out of this film, that it will raise awareness about the reality of an eating disorder. But we just need to do it, as I keep saying, in a careful way and in a way which addresses any vulnerabilities that are exposed along the way.
Mm. Well, finally, how do you think this film is going to influence or shift the views of society as a whole? And do you think that the intended purpose of the film, starting a conversation and raising awareness about eating disorders, is worth the risk, worth taking a risk for the safety and image of people who are currently battling with eating disorders or past survivors?
I'm going to answer that in a very careful way, and that is to say that people are astonished to know that the prevalence of eating disorders in Australia is around 4%. That means approximately 1 million people suffer from anorexia nervosa, bulimia nervosa, binge eating disorder, or one of the atypical presentations. Yet, less than 27% are in treatment. And one of the main reasons against a broader number of people being in treatment is very high levels of stigma, very high levels of community misunderstanding that these are serious mental illnesses, they're not lifestyle choices. So in that environment where we very much want people to be seeking help, raising awareness that these are serious illnesses is a critical thing for all of us to do. There are inherent difficulties because the more you talk about it, the more you describe the illnesses, the more risks you pose for those who may be vulnerable for copycat behaviours or triggering. So again, to complete that cycle, it is about raising awareness, talking about reality, but ensuring that there is an avenue towards help and support, and that would be through things such as the Butterfly National Support Line, because that is the place where if something is going wrong for someone, if they do feel uncomfortable, if they do feel triggered or concerned, they can actually speak to an expert and get some help.
Mm. Christine, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It is a very nuanced topic, as you've wonderfully outlined, and thanks for providing all of your insights.
Thank you very much, Bill.